Wasn't Tony Tennille and Captain?
Somebody? Daryl Dragon. The
Daryl Dragon, yeah.
He didn't write it.
I'll say Neil Diamond, but I don't feel good about it.
Jim Croce.
You got half of it right, Dano.
Neil?
Neil Sedaka?
Yep.
Oh, Neil Sedaka. Yeah, that's
if you
right,
listen to
sense,
the
yeah.
end of that song,
mm-hmm.
and the backup singers, including one of Tony Tennille's sisters, is doing the da-da-da-da, they say, Sedaka is back, because it was kind of like his return song.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Now you're going to have to listen in the break, and Dan's going to get all mad.
That's great. Yeah, that's true.
There you go, everybody.
That's true.
And, time to make Andy Baskin's head explode right here on Baskin and Phelps after Andy does this.
The entertainment and the debates with Ken Carmen and Anthony Lyman, like, they don't stop at 10. Those guys walk out the door screaming
they
at
do.
Each other sometimes.
Yeah.
I think
or at
I
us.
Saw
or at us.
Yeah. I saw a bar stool go through one of the windows at one point while those two
really?
Were talking. Yeah, yeah. No, not really. Catch the emerging podcast scene Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10:15. I'm assuming that's AM. Listen live on the 92.3 The Fan Extra channel on the Odyssey app and at 92.3thefan.com. Presented by Extend Technologies. Check out every single archived episode. And like a fine wine, mm-hmm. when you let it age, it sounds way better at 2 o'clock than it does at 10:15. I'm just saying.
Boink! So I don't necessarily think the Browns have to take a quarterback with a second pick. Okay?
Excuse me. My head just exploded.
The key word won't be love, as Tony Tennille sang so lovingly about, even though she and the captain got divorced down the road. I know way too much about Captain and Tennille.
Well, Captain just talked way too much, man. That guy never shut up.
His dad was like a big-time conductor, by the way.
Train conductor?
Daryl Dragon's father.
Oh, Carmen, God.
Carmen Dragon.
Did you, like, read a book on this?
Yeah, what is it? Did you write a paper on this in, like, fifth grade?
So, anyhow.
Go ahead, tell us. You had a secret crush on her.
Oh, I don't even.
You
cute.
Had a crush
she's
on her.
Cute. I don't even think family members sing. Know this much.
So, Andy's used the word, love a quarterback if you're going to take him at two. Andy, in your world, in my world.
Really?
That makes perfect sense.
But we're talking about the Browns.
And the NFL, and yeah, that might not be the case. So, I did a little roster diving. You ready?
Oh, boy.
There are 32 teams in the National Football League.
McLemore. Right?
32 teams.
McLemore.
Oh, I'm thinking he's going Steven Stills on.
And
me.
I went through and I looked at, okay, who's their starting quarterback? So for Cleveland, it was Deshaun Watson, right? Deshaun's the starting quarterback here. It just hasn't worked, and he was injured. So I counted Deshaun. And in a couple of cases, that's what I did. Of the 32 teams in the National Football League, 17 of them, so one more than half, have quarterbacks who were drafted in picks 1 through 9.
What?
17, more than half of the teams in the NFL have a starting quarterback who was picked in the single digits of a draft, 1 through 9.
Hmm.
You want to get a little more picky?
Sure.
14 of the 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL this year, almost half, were top 5 picks.
14?
14.
Wow, you're not exactly going thrift shopping here.
Josh Allen, Tua, Tagovailoa, these guys were the top. In the top 9, Josh, Tua, Drake Bay, Joe Burrow, CJ Stroud, Anthony Richardson, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert. You get the idea here.
Yeah.
Okay? It goes on and on. 14 were top 5 picks. 3 of them were taken in picks 6 through 9. So, in other words, most teams, when they want a quarterback, by God, they're drafting one high.
That's true. Okay? So, they're not thrift shopping.
That's what they're doing.
I can't believe this.
You want to do a little thrift shopping?
Yeah, let's pop some tags.
6 starting quarterbacks in the NFL this year.
Okay.
Were picked with picks 10 through 32. So they were still first round picks, but they were bypassed by many teams. And by God, teams missed. Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes in this group of guys. But there are only 6 of them drafted after pick 9, who were starting quarterbacks in the NFL this year. Now, you really want to get cute.
Yeah. I want to hear your grandpa style. Keep going.
This is 9. There were 9 guys
mm-hmm.
who were picked outside of the first round.
Okay.
Who were starting quarterbacks in the NFL this year.
Mm-hmm.
Many of whom you don't want as your starting quarterback in the NFL.
Okay.
There were several that you do. Russell Wilson, some time ago. Dak Prescott, Jalen Hurts. The others, Will Levis, Aiden O'Connell, Drew Lock, Derek Carr, who may, there's been rumblings, Brock Purdy, that's worked, and Geno Smith. So in other words, if you want a quarterback, you better jump and you better get one early, because most starting quarterbacks in the NFL were picked in the first round in the top nine. Most. Okay? Now, you want more proof of that. And tell me, does this mean anything, okay?
Okay.
I went through this and I just kind of, I thought, well, I wonder where these guys fell. In 2024, the last draft, there were six quarterbacks taken in the top 12, which we know, right?
Right, right.
So teams jumped because they wanted to make sure they got somebody they liked.
Overpaid? Is that what we're trying to say?
The next quarterback drafted didn't go until the fifth round.
Oh, I do remember this. Yeah.
It was Spencer Rattler.
Yeah.
And he went in the fifth. So in other words, if anybody liked anybody, by God, they're drafting them high. And they're jumping up and they're making trades and everything else. The year before, there were three quarterbacks taken in the top four. Okay? So they're jumping and getting these guys.
Right.
Three quarterbacks in the top four, including C.J. Stroud, right?
Right.
The next guy was at 33, Will Levis. And after that, it was 68.
And we have 33.
Hendon Hooker.
Right? We have 33 this year.
Yeah. And how's Will Levis worked? You kept your fingers crossed if you're Tennessee. Oh, we'll get a guy in the second round. No, not really. So, in other words, 2 years ago, teams moved up. And if you didn't like somebody and they fell, you picked up the scraps. And the scraps haven't worked yet. I'm going to make it worse.
It is 2 years, though, right? I mean, you got to figure that if you're not drafting a quarterback in the first round, you're putting a time investment in them.
Well, but the time investment hasn't paid off. That's the point.
Because no one has patience.
That's the point.
And we're all in this big copycat league.
Remember the 22 draft was terrible for quarterbacks. Kenny Pickett was the first guy going. And then after that, it was Ritter and Willis and Matt Corral. And then finally Brock Purdy. 2021 is similar as well. And this is just emphasizing, if you want a quarterback, you better jump in early. In 2021, the top three guys were all quarterbacks. Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Lance. So two of them can't play, at least so far. Zach Wilson and Trey Lance.
So was it worth it?
Justin Fields was 11th. Mac Jones was 15th. After that, nobody until Kyle Trask, last pick of the second round. It just shows you, Andy, if you like a quarterback, you better not wait. If you love a quarterback, by all means, you do everything you can. But if you like a quarterback, you better not wait.
Is that Jaden Daniels just doubled down on all of what you're saying right now?
Nope, because Jaden Daniels was the second pick in 2024. And C.J. Stroud was second.
Second overall. Yes.
And C.J. Stroud was the second overall pick in 2023.
Yeah.
And then Zach Wilson, Mitch Trubisky, Carson Wentz, Marcus Mariota, and RG3. Those guys were taken with the second overall pick, the only quarterbacks taken with the second overall pick in the last 14 years, and two of them are pretty good. That helps you. That helps you.
Yeah,
because you're saying if you don't love a guy.
Right.
But everybody thought that Zach Wilson was going to be pretty good.
I understand what you're
saying. And Mitch was probably not the guy to draft there. You know, should have drafted
Mahomes,
right? Jeff,
we live
right
in the moment, and everyone, and how many times I want you to count. Let's write this down today, that when we watch the draft, how many times are we going to hear Jaden Daniels' name said around that second pick? It is going to be endless. The over-under is probably 100. That's all anyone's going to talk. And everyone's looking for the next Jaden Daniels. That's what it is.
Or C.J. Stroud, who wasn't quite as good this year. But think about, and I wouldn't mind bringing in a couple of these guys, but Zach Wilson was the second overall pick. It didn't work in New York. Mitch Trubisky didn't work in Chicago, even though Mitch's numbers weren't awful, but it didn't work. Carson Wentz was good for a while in Philly, but he's a backup in the Super Bowl. I wouldn't mind him as the starter here next year. While you figure it out, Marcus Mariota didn't work. These guys were the second overall pick. RG3 was pretty good, and then he got hurt. It's the strangest thing. And the premium put on that position puts teams in positions to make terrible mistakes.
Desperate moves.
Or
they love it.
Or they love it.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how to approach that. Nelson is in Avon Lake, and he's out taking a walk on this lovely day.
Hi, Nelson.
Oh, hey, guys. It is absolutely beautiful today, so I have to get out and enjoy it. Jeff, you strike me as a very pragmatic individual, and I'm a data guy, and I love it. But here is what my concern is, right? All the information that you've given, I wonder if it spells or it says that taking a quarterback that high in the draft is a trend that should be bucked. And the only reason I say that is because, as you articulately alluded to, the percentage of quarterbacks that are taken that high that are actually successful in the NFL is rather small. And it could be for a number of reasons. One is patience. One is time. You know, teams want to win now or whatever. But I feel like, and I tend to agree with both of you, well, at least with you, Jeff. I don't know how you feel, Andy, but I think taking a quarterback number two this year, in my opinion, and I'm speaking only about this year, would be a mistake. I think that there's a greater chance.
Nelson, we're on the same page.
That you could get, you could get a transcendent talent at number two and potentially gamble on a quarterback on the second or third round that would be equally as talented as the so-called two guys, whether it's Ward and Sanders. And then I'll leave you with this, and I wonder what your thoughts are. One of the things I most value about any player taking this high is competition they have played against. I question whether Sanders has played against the toughest, more talented competition in college football, and how would that translate into the NFL? But thanks for your time, guys, as always.
Nelson, thank you. We appreciate it. My gut tells me that Nelson is absolutely on the money, and I find it hard to believe that the Browns can't find a comparable quarterback to anybody not named Cam Ward that they might take in this draft in free agency, who they might be able to coach up and have for 2 to 3 to 5 years and not have to invest that second pick in the draft and be able to sign him at a pretty reasonable contract. You know, like, for instance, Zach Wilson was a second pick in the draft. Do the Browns actually think he can play? Did they like Trey Lance as much as San Francisco did when they traded up?
Mm-hmm.
Does somebody think Carson Wentz is salvageable and can be your starter and win games for 3 to 5 years? I mean, everybody threw Jameis on the scrap heap. He had some terrible moments here, but he looked pretty good for several. And it just makes me think, go do something else here. And if you trade down and load up on picks, maybe it gives the opportunity to do something really big next year.
So, you know, he asked the question, who do they play? They only played two ranked teams all year, and they lost.
Colorado?
Yeah, and they lost both those games. Kansas State 31-28 back on October 12th, and then they lost to BYU in the Alamo Bowl. Who you know, don't forget the Alamo Bowl. BYU was ranked 17th in that. Sanders had 208 yards against BYU, and in the Kansas State loss, he had 388 yards. So, you know, I mean, they scored 28 points in that game. So, I, for what it's worth, I mean, if you're looking at how do they do against ranked teams this year, struggled.
Shedeur Sanders at number two, folks.
The team struggled. I don't know if that's fair to say about a quarterback.
Just because the guy is the one of the hottest guys in this draft, does that mean he should be your guy? Or are there so many other options out there? I want to go with the options. Love your thoughts. 216-474-0092. At least I think I do. Wonder what the guys think in Berea.
Just one more point on that. If you go back the year before, his first year, he beat one top 25 team. That was TCU the first week of the season.
They didn't beat hardly anybody first year at Colorado.
So they had one. They beat TCU in the opener, and he had 510 yards. Remember,
that's they only won four games, right?
Yeah, well, they lost to every other top 10 team. Oregon was 10, USC was 8, UCLA was 23, Oregon State was 16, Arizona was 21. So they played a ton of ranked teams. Over his time there, unfortunately, only picked up one win over against a ranked team. But you got to factor in defense on that, too, so I can't slam him for it.
Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.